Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. We continued in our series this past Sunday called Beyond the Shallows, where we're looking at the Apostle Peter and how Jesus took him from being a fisherman to becoming a fisher of men. He was this guy who made all these stumbling moves and put his foot in his mouth and denied Jesus. But at the same time, every time he made a mistake, he got up and he followed Jesus. He became, the leader of the early church, and through the transformation of the Holy Spirit, got up and spoke the gospel to people, and thousands of people became followers of Christ. Well, as time went on, the Jewish leaders were certainly unhappy with the disciples as they continued to preach this message, and Herod ends up arresting Peter, puts him in jail, and the disciples were praying for Peter. And in Acts chapter 12, what happens is that an angel goes to Peter in prison, wakes him up, and somehow walks him through all the guards, opens the gate, walks him down the street, and then all of a sudden, the angel is gone. He goes to John Mark's house, and a woman answers the door named Rhoda. Now, all of these people at this house have been praying for Peter. The woman goes to the door, sees that it's Peter, doesn't open the door, and she runs back to the people and says, "Look, it's Peter." And here's what they say to her. Verse 15, "You're out of your mind," they told her. But when she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "Well, it must be his angel." But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door, they saw him, and they were astonished. You know, I bring it up, this kind of a small point to the whole passage is that, you know, what's the purpose of prayer? You know, why is it that we need to pray in the first place? If God is going to do what he's going to do, then why do we pray? And all the time, oftentimes, I think people who follow Christ like me that, you know, we think, man, you know, why ask God in the first place if God has already got this plan? But I think there's something about our faith that needs to pray. We need to connect to God, and he uses prayer to grow our faith. That is how he takes us into the deep waters. And oftentimes, when you think about the passage, these people were praying specifically that Peter would be set free. Then when he's set free, they're astonished by it. They're blown away. They didn't think it could actually happen. But why is it then we would ask for something that we can't produce on our own? Why ask? Well, it's important, one, to connect to the heart of God, that God wants to draw us in close to his purposes. And so when Jesus taught us to pray, he said, pray first, you know, your Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That trains us to think about what God wants first. But then we turn, you know, in prayer to asking for things for ourselves, that God would provide our daily bread. He would provide our needs, the things that we need. And then we would, you know, pray for others, you know, for God's provision for them. And here's what they are doing. They're praying for Peter. They're praying that he would be spared. This is exactly what happens. It says they were astonished. And isn't that what happens? When we pray for something earnestly, when we're talking to God and we're telling him, you know, God, we believe that, you know, this thing needs to happen. Will you please move on our behalf? Then when he does that, it does bring a sense of astonishment that we have a growing faith when we see God act on our behalf. This is the beauty of prayer and the beauty of importance of watching God work and you know, connecting our hearts to his. I think in the case with Peter, you know, imagine him at the door going, "Hey, let me in." And this Rhoda sees her and immediately runs back. He's probably thinking, "Hey, you know, why aren't you letting me in?" But he goes in and he tells them all about what happened. And I can't imagine what it was like to be them, but I have seen God answer some big prayers. You know, I remember very specifically praying that one day we'd be able to plant this campus in Westerville, and one day hoping that God would work out all the details, and yet watched him answer prayer after prayer after prayer, and seeing not only God launch this campus, but answer the prayer of putting us in a permanent location that would provide stability for our campus. More so to see God change people's hearts again and again, to see God impact marriages. Every time he answers prayer, it's a reminder that God is faithful. And in his faithfulness, I can depend on him and trust in him. And that's what grows my faith. That takes me beyond shallow prayers that are all about me and starting to pray for things that are important to him rather than just me. A deeper, more truer, more genuine faith centered around him and not just myself. God, I pray that you help continue to transform my heart to be more about you and be about your kingdom. God, I do ask that you would work in the lives of our families and our people in our church, grow their faith. God, I pray that they would meet you in prayer and continue to see answers that as you answer them prayer by prayer, that their faith would continue to deepen and become more genuine and more true. Lord, show off who you are, God. Help us to praise you every day in seeing how you answer, Lord. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Just take a second where you're at and talk to the Lord about how he's stimulating something in you right now. Until next time, God bless.